Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Know it's time you're feeling lonely. Fix your crown.
Girl, keep your head up.
Fix your crown.
Girl, keep your head up.
Fix your crown.
Girl, keep your head up.
Hey sis, welcome back to another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we inspire each other to be authentic, to walk in our God-given purpose, and to just be everything that God orchestrated us to become. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie, life has been lifing, and I truly haven't been consistent on doing what God told me to do. And I had this episode since, well, a few months now, y'all, and I have yet to record it. I have yet to put it out, and I'm tired of being disobedient. Remember, delayed obedience is still disobedience. Stop sitting on your gifts. Stop sitting on your talents, and just walk boldly and walk confidently and do what God told you to do. Don't worry about the likes. Don't worry about the reposts. Don't worry about the resources. Just stop being fearful and do what God called you to do. All God needs is your willingness and your obedience, y'all. All right. So listen, a couple of months ago, I actually preached my first sermon ever about faith, y'all, about faith. So this episode is actually, you guys are going to listen to me preach my first sermon about faith. And this episode really hit home for me because faith is something that we don't really talk about as much in the community, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. All right, y'all. So this is my first sermon ever preaching. So y'all, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you want to watch the video, the visuals of the episode, check out my church, Engaged Community Church, on YouTube. But here we go. I love you guys. Remember, God loves you too. Well, I ain't going to say here we go because I'm about to. But y'all, thanks for rocking with your girl. Thank you for just rocking with me and being with me as I am navigating through life, because life be life, and y'all. And I'm going to talk about that in next month's episode. But all right, y'all, for real, here we go. Enjoy this episode. Love you guys so much. And I love y'all. Peace out.
What's going on, ICC? Woo, 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 woo. First, I have to give honor where honor is due. Shout out to the dopest pastors on this side of heaven. I am talking about none other than PB and Lady B. Woo, 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 woo. I am so grateful for your leadership. I honor you. I serve you. I love you. Enjoy your sabbatical. All right, ICC, so quick question for you. How is your faith?
Strong.
No. How is your faith?
Strong.
Strong, right? Now, let's be honest. How many of us can say that our faith isn't always as strong as it's supposed to be? Me, I know I can say that as well, but that's why you guys have to start attending Oasis, because PB has been doing a phenomenal job teaching us about faith and how to work the faith system. All right. So I can say for me, honestly, my faith isn't always as strong as it's supposed to be. That's why I've been attending Oasis. Sometimes my faith fades, but I'm human and you are too. But God has given us all a measure of faith, and all we have is all we need. You gotta know that if God has made you a promise, He is faithful. He is going to do exactly what He said He's going to do. Why? Because He is a man of His word. God is going to do His part, but it's up to me and you to keep the faith. It's up to us to know and to respond in faith. Despite what it looks like in the natural, faith has a response, and your response is your responsibility. For the past year, I have been in the biggest faith battle of my life. I remember I was sitting in my apartment last year and God gave me a vision of me owning my own home. I'm like, what, God? I live in an apartment right now. But I was like, all right, God, okay, if you say so. So God started giving me visions of me owning my own home, sitting in my backyard with some women, just socializing, fellowshipping. I'm like, okay, God, but I live in an apartment right now. God was taking me higher. God was expanding me. God was showing me more. God kept telling me everything I could become. And I'm like, nah, God, not me. Like, my circumstances, like, nah, God, I can't do that. So my faith had a response. My response was my responsibility. So I'm like, all right, God, I got you. Let's, oh my God. So I started, I got a realtor. I got pre-approved. I started, yes, girl, I got pre-approved. I started looking at homes. I started putting my offers in. But your girl got denied. And I'm like, God, what's going on? You made me a promise. Like, I seen the vision, God. Like, I see me in the backyard with my girls, like, having fun. But I'm getting denied. But my faith had a response. I started to get depressed. I started losing my faith in God. My faith faded. And I'm like, nah, God, like, come on. I had the vision. So my faith had to respond. So it was up to me to either trust God or trust my circumstances, trust my bills. So I'm like, all right, God, my faith had a response. So I went out and I bought me a key. And every time I see this key, so I had to get back in faith for this thing. And every time I see this key, I decree and I declare that I will purchase my home. I will become a first-time homeowner, despite what it looks like in the natural. One thing I love about God is that God gives us free will to make decisions. But that don't mean we always make the best decisions, but we have free will. God's word is full of open book promises and basic instructions for you and me to win in life. But we gotta work the system, y'all. So I just got hip to the lady in the jars in 2 Kings 4:1. Disclaimer, this is how I read the Bible, how you read the Bible, make the Bible come alive to you, all right? So in 2 Kings 4:1, we got a woman, aka mama for today, mama. She is a wife and she's a mother of 2 boys. Her man is away in school to become a prophet. Okay, sis. But life was going good for mama. And then all of a sudden, her life got flipped upside down. Her husband passes away. What? And he left her with a mortgage to raise these 2 boys by herself and them student loans. Them student loans. While in the middle of her grieving, mama get a knock on the door and it's Sally Mae. Sally Mae. Sally Mae is like, hey, yo, mama, I know you are grieving right now, but sis, we need these coins. Like, bring me my coins, sis. And if not, them 2 boys back there, they gonna be ours. So mama's response was her responsibility because she knew her boys was a promise from God. She was either going to trust her circumstances and Sally Mae, or she was either going to trust God. So mama, remember, my boys are a promise from God. These are my kids. So sidebar, kids, you are not a mistake. You will have a purpose. You are not a mistake. You have a purpose and a plan just from God. You are not an accident. All right. We understand that our emotions are real. But PB just did a phenomenal job teaching us about emotional agility. Go back and get that on the podcast, especially your singles. Handle your emotions now. Which leads me to my first point. You can't be moved by your feelings when God has made you a promise. You can't. It's okay to be scared. But you have to end your sentence in, God, I trust you. Your feelings are fickle and they will change on you. But God's word will never return back to us void. If God said it, it is going to happen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Mama had every reason to cry, to panic, to be depressed, But she did all that. But in the end, she said, God, I trust you. Despite what Sally Mae is saying, God, I trust you. Her response was her responsibility. So my question to you is, whose report will you believe? What did God promise you? What did God promise you? And whose report will you believe? And 2 Kings 4:4, Mama went out to see Elisha because Elisha was El-Hefe at the time. He was the man in charge. So Mama said, hey, yo, Elisha, what you going to do? Because you know my man loved God. You know that. And Sally Mae said, they're going to take my kids, but these are my promise. So Elisha said, sis, what you got in your house? And she said, all I have is a jar of oil. So he said, all right, that's what you're going to do, girl. So he said, go out, ask your neighbors for help, get some jars. After that, you and your boys go in the house, close the door, and start pouring. Mama heard from her man of God. She acted and she obeyed. So my question to you is, who's in your crew? Who's in your circle? Are they feeding your spirit or are they sucking the life out of you? Dr. Mike Freeman always says, hang with those who have your answer and get away from those who have your problem. Which leads me to my second point. Don't be afraid to seek counsel, but watch who you seek counsel from. You need a community. You were never designed to do life by yourself. It's impossible. You need other people. Pray and discern about your friendships. Ask God. He will literally give you the answer. But watch who is speaking life over you and your circumstances. Which leads me to my last point. Your actions give proof of who you believe God is. Your actions give proof of who you believe God is. Mama had enough faith to go out and ask for help. She knew that God was going to provide. Abraham believed God that he was going to be the father of many nations, despite Sarah's womb being gone. Anna, she trusted God that she would bear a child, and God gave her Samuel. Queen Esther, she revealed herself in faith, and she trusted God. She trusted God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They knew that God was going to rescue them from the hot fire. Y'all think it's hot outside now. Lexi and G, they stood in faith. Because they believed God that they would become parents. PB. He stood in faith. And he knew he was going to be a father despite what the doctor says. I will purchase my home. I will purchase my home this year despite what the market says. So ICC, faith has a response and your response is your responsibility.
Y'all, can y'all tell your girl was a little bit of nervous? Girl, I was so nervous. I was shaking in my boots getting up on that stage, but I still did it. But listen, you got to understand that faith has a response, and your response is truly your responsibility. You got to know that if God made you a promise, he is a man of his word. God is going to do his part, but it's up to me and you to work the system. What you see right now does not cancel out the promise that God has made you, y'all. So I'm in faith with you. I got my key. And every time I see that key, y'all, I'm gonna become a homeowner. I don't care what the market says. I don't care what the economy says. Y'all, my God cancels out everything. So whatever you are in faith for, just know that God is faithful and he would do exactly what he said he's going to do, y'all. So I love you guys so much. And so does God. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. But you got to remember at the end of the day, sis, you got to fix your eyebrows. Oh, you got to brush those eyebrows. Fix your mascara. Add your lashes. Put that lipstick on. Blow your nose. Fix your crown, sis. But most importantly, y'all, You got to know that God loves you, and so do I. It's getting better every day, and so are you.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Peace.